local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the rain has subsided some, but still getting rain showers in Mobile County. Saraland, you're getting it up towards Bay Minette, down towards Dolphin Island and Coden, and looks like Foley just south of you getting that rain. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit, but I'll say this. Whatever the temperature is at you where you are right now, that's probably the warmest it'll be today. It was at 70 when we started the show today, 55 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. More from Dr. Bill and that forecast coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, no major backups or delays and no new wrecks at the roadways. Dolphin Street, also you'll see just coming off of Cottage Hill, Mont Lamar, some heavier pockets of traffic, but the few that we've had, including Moffitt and Spring Hill, out of the roadways. Looks good across the Bayway, the Causeway, wet roadway still as traffic over to the Eastern Shore with a little bit of backup on I-10 near Malbus. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road in Mobile has the latest innovative products like remote control boats from Pro Boat and easy to fly electric aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. Pro Tint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tint fails, call Pro Tint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tint has you covered. A gift certificate from Pro Tint Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then breezy and cool this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, clearing and cold with lows in the lower 30s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Just heard him there. A full discussion with him of the upcoming weather and what happened yesterday around 7:35. I can tell you this, AP reporting 3 people confirmed dead and a dozen more injured as powerful storm front packing suspected tornadoes smashed into buildings, down trees, and left a trail of destruction throughout Louisiana, Mississippi, even into Alabama. One person reported killed in a suspected tornado strike in a Louisiana home. 2 others reported dead after another storm hit a community about 55 miles west of Huntsville. Lawrence County Coroner Scott Norwood in Alabama said 2 people killed were a husband and wife. Authorities say the injured people included a 7-year-old child who was taken to a hospital in Birmingham. Authorities did not release the names of the victims. The area was filled with debris and downed trees when first responders showed up. Louisiana death was attributed to an apparent tornado that struck a residential area in Vernon Parish. Details were not immediately available. And nearby Alexandria, Louisiana, about 200 miles northwest of New Orleans, crews cleared roads and restored power late into the night, working in a chilly mist. And that chilly air is what's moving into our area on the backside of this front. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. Plus, in Washington, it's T-1 for vote on articles of impeachment. We'll get more on that coming up in just a second from Westwood One. Plus, a reminder, Congressman Bradley Byrne joins us today on Midday Mobile. We'll talk more about this impeachment proceeding in depth with him coming up at noon today. Also in sports,
Drew Brees sets the NFL record for career touchdown passes. He passed Peyton Manning last night, but we got a tight battle between him and Tom Brady, who are both still playing.
And Boeing's MAX may be at a minimum. Aviation analyst Scott Hamilton said,
continuing production is not a good choice. Reducing production is not a good choice, and suspending production is not a good choice. It's the least bad choice that they have to make.
More on Boeing's woes coming up in just a second. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students will be back in class this morning after a Mobile school was vandalized. Administrators at St. John's School for Tomorrow sent students home yesterday when they found shattered windows, busted doors, and messy classrooms. School officials cleaned up and changed the locks, but say it was still a shocking discovery on Monday. Friends and family came together Monday to say goodbye to one of the sailors gunned down at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Cameron Walters' friends said he was a bright light to everyone who knew him. Walters was posthumously promoted for his bravery. A military newspaper reports President Trump will attend the service for his second sailor killed in the NAS Pensacola shooting. A service for Joshua Watson will be held at the Enterprise High School Performing Arts Center Saturday at 11 a.m. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured as powerful storms ripped through the South. Two people died in Lawrence County, Alabama overnight. One person was killed in Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 713, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, it's going to continue to drop temp throughout the day. 55 now. It's dropped like 15 degrees since we started the show this morning. Could be doing the same as you move from west to east. And by tonight, freezing temps. Dr. Bill will fill in the details coming up in just a little bit. Also in news out of Washington, USA Today poll looking good for President Trump.
Yeah, first time I've seen Trump lead all Democrat contenders so far here. It's a new USA Today Suffolk University poll. They took a poll of 1,000 registered voters. This happened from December 10th through 14th. So pretty close to being completely up to date. They did this by landline and cell phone, margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. And it found that Trump would defeat former Vice President Joe Biden by 3 percentage points, Senator Bernie Sanders by 5 points, and Senator Elizabeth Warren by 8 points. And these are all hypothetical head-to-head contests. He also led Mayor Pete Buttigieg by 10 points and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg by 9 points. And there's some pretty interesting stats here from this new poll. President won among male voters, but every Democratic contender carried a majority of female voters against him. He also bested the Democratic hopefuls among age groups 35 and older, but lost to each of them among voters 18 to 34 years old. And this was a really interesting part of the poll. They said there was a wide willingness among Republicans to consider replacing Vice President Mike Pence on the Republican ticket with former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. 34% of Republicans supported the idea, 37% opposed it, and 29% were undecided. And then if you just look at the Democratic side of the poll, Biden still leads at 23%. You have Sanders at 14%, Warren at 13%, Buttigieg at 6%, and Bloomberg at 6%.
I wonder if that's a vote against Vice President Mike Pence, or it's just the popularity of Nikki Haley. You know what I'm saying? Is it a hey, get rid of Pence? Because I don't think Pence has done much that would get. It must just be the popularity of Nikki Haley.
It must be, and that's the first time I've seen that brought up. Maybe I've been reading the wrong media reports, but I haven't heard anyone of replacing Mike Pence for this next cycle. And when you look at the Democrat side of things also, of course, we're still a year out, and we've got primaries before then, but 57% of Democrats surveyed said they might change their mind before the primaries and caucuses next year.
All right. Speaking of polls, too, we're running our own at FMTalk1065.com. It's day two of voting in the Alabamian of the Year. Today, by the way, let's go through yesterday's heat.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so yesterday we did the first of five first-round brackets and up for votes. We had lottery, anti-toll movement, gas tax, and the abortion bill. Kind of the Montgomery, what'd you call it, the Montgomery bracket.
Yeah.
From some of the decisions they made or did not make this year. And lottery actually winning yesterday with 34% of the vote. The anti-toll movement got 33%. So those two move into the second round of Alabamian of the Year. Gas tax got 25%. Abortion bill 8%. Those two will not move on.
All right. So today we have a choice of a mixed bag here of Bruce Pearl, mm-hmm. Tua Tagovailoa, Hoyt Hutchinson, who was the baby Trump balloon slasher, and the meth squirrel from North Alabama fame.
Yep.
Those are in today's heat. You vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. You'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo right underneath. That's usually where we have your online opinion poll question. But for this month, it is how we do the voting for Alabama in the year. Appreciate your votes. Do it online, front page of FMTalk1065.com, and we'll tally those and let you know who wins tomorrow. All right, House of Representatives set to impeach President Trump tomorrow. More on this from Suzanne Malveaux from Westwood One.
The House on the brink of a historic vote tomorrow to impeach President Trump. The House Rules Committee will hold what is likely to be a contentious hearing to mark up the two articles of impeachment, charging the president with abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Democrats signaling they have the votes after several Democrats in districts President Trump won in 2016 announcing they support impeachment.
It took me quite some time to kind of get through all of the data, all of the testimony, and make a good choice. The evidence is overwhelming, and it is my constitutional responsibility to make that difficult vote.
Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin holding a town hall in Michigan Monday, causing mixed reactions from her constituents.
I made this decision out of principle and out of a duty to protect and defend the Constitution. I feel that in my bones, and I will stick to that regardless of what it does to me politically, because this is bigger than politics.
Across Capitol Hill, the Senate prepares for its impending trial. In a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for four crucial witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Trials have witnesses. That's what trials are all about. These people know better than anybody else the facts. There is no reason on God's green earth why they shouldn't be called and testify, unless you're afraid of what they might say.
The White House responding, saying Senator Schumer's letter is just more proof that the only evidence the House produced actually proves President Trump did nothing wrong. The Senate needs a 51-vote majority to pass key measures regarding the trial, so Democrats only need four Republicans to join them to compel witnesses to testify or other procedural motions. The debate putting a handful of vulnerable Senate Republicans in the spotlight. The White House and GOP leaders are worried about the uncertainty of how those senators would vote on trial-related issues.
I think that for all senators, and certainly Senate Republicans, they have to make sure that this process doesn't seem like a sham, like it's a slam dunk, as Senator McConnell has said.
More discussion on that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. It's a great number to have in your contacts on your smartphone for contest or calling in or texting in, 343-0106. Now time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T-Bachelor & Son and the Carrot Patch.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
A couple of football updates today. First, Gus Malzahn's comments behind a microphone for the first time since hiring Chad Morris as his new offensive coordinator.
We're very excited to have Chad. You know, he's one of the, in my opinion, one of the best offensive guys out there. And, you know, just really good. And what our plan is for the bowl is I'm going to still call the plays, and really he's just kind of getting acclimated, getting used to our players and how we operate and all that. But we're really excited about the future with Chad, having him be a part. And then also I want to say, you know, just a special thanks to Kenny Dillingham. He did a great job for us and really assisted me well. He's a very smart up-and-coming coach, and he's going to be very successful in the future, and really appreciate everything he did for us this past season.
The Tigers continue bowl prep today. From the latest Talking Tigers podcast, Alan Green discusses the new football operations building.
We know that we want a first-class facility. We know we want to be forward-thinking and try to project out to what the next 30 years are going to entail and build kind of toward that. We also have to understand where we are now and know that those types of things cost money, and we want to be very respectful and be prudent with our use of funds. People have contributed their hard-earned money to this project, and we want to make sure that it's being very well spent. So we want to be thoughtful. We're in the process of what we call the pre-designing phase. And really what that is us just making sure that we're running through the checks and balances to determine the most appropriate location.
Hear the full podcast with Andy Burcham at AuburnTigers.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
T. Batchelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then breezy and cool this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, clearing and cold with lows in the lower 30s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Still working in Axton now. Just a minor fender bender in Moffett Road and Western Drive waiting to clear it. Again, we do have wet roadways in some of the listening areas, so be careful as showers are moving through Mobile and Baldwin County. But no problems across the Bayway, just wet roadways to Daphne and Spanish Fork. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Yeah, reminder, voting continues. Front page of FMTalk1065.com for Alabamian of the Year. First round voting, second day. And you can vote online by just going to the front page of FMTalk1065.com, looking through the choices, and click in yours. And we'll tally those up tomorrow, let you know who won today. All right, it is a momentous anniversary today. The Simpsons. Hear the difference? That's the this is the original theme song.
The OG Simpsons theme song.
They've changed it up a little bit here over the how many years?
30 years.
30 years of The Simpsons. I mean, this is pretty amazing stuff for television in the modern era.
Yeah, they've had more than 670 episodes since premiering December 17th, 1989. And yeah, The Simpsons turns 30 years old today. 34 Emmys that they've won since then. And of course, it's already been renewed for its 32nd season. I know we were worried that it wouldn't make it. So they've already tacked on another season. That'll start in 2021, and that'll bring the tally to more than 700 episodes. So I think that means they're syndicated, right?
Yes.
Right? 700 episodes.
Matt Groening's legacy is nothing but cash flow, mailbox money. Simpsons' first episode, Homer and Bart go to the dog racing track to win money for Christmas presents, and they all end up with is a Slowpoke Pooch. Remember that dog?
Yeah.
That kind of started it, and it seemed to work. I mean, is it just the animation? Is the storyline? Is it the great voice work that's done? I mean, there's some fantastic voices done on that show.
There are, and
I mean, they're emblematic. You can hear them and know who they are. I mean, maybe beyond anything, you know, that's in current television, for sure.
And you know, it also is the grandfather of, I believe, and I'm, you know, just speaking off the top of my head here, okay, so I might be wrong, but the grandfather of animated adult comedy. I mean, kids, yes, can watch Simpsons because it's clean enough, but I can't think of anything before that was animated and for adults specifically. Now, Looney Tunes and things of that nature, you could watch if you were an adult, but
right,
Simpsons was geared,
yes,
towards the adults that were watching the series. And then, of course, that spawned Family Guy, and we've seen so many since then.
Yeah, it runs at least two plot structures. There's one for children and general consumption, and then the adults grin and laugh at little references made. And yeah, you're right, that shows up in a lot of different programs out there, but it's probably all the legacy of The Simpsons.
And now, of course, you can watch all of The Simpsons episodes on that new streaming platform. I'm not sure they've got anybody signed up yet, Disney Plus.
Do they have The Simpsons,
they
too?
They have every Simpsons episode. And people were complaining initially because I guess some of the first seasons, the aspect ratio was off.
Yes.
As Disney Plus opened their streaming service, the aspect ratio of The Simpsons thing was off. And, you know, Groening and the crew, they put so much detail into every episode that the people were complaining that there were gags that were missed because of the aspect ratio being off.
Yeah, there's stuff that goes on the far right or far left of the screen, and
yeah,
you're getting that cut off. Huh. Well, happy anniversary, Simpsons. Can you imagine that? That many years out there. Wow. 728 FM Talk 106.5. It was a rough day yesterday with possible tornadoes and heavy thunderstorms and rain. Cooling on the backside of this front. Dr. Bill fills in the details coming up in just a little bit. Plus, talking Drew Brees.
Yeah, breaking records on Monday Night Football.
That's on the way in sports. Y'all stay close at 728. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured as powerful storms ripped through the South. Two people died in Lawrence County, Alabama overnight. That's in North Alabama. One person was killed in Louisiana on Monday. A mother and two children were injured as storms destroyed their home in Marengo County, Alabama. Storms there knocked down trees and damaged at least 12 homes. Several schools in Mobile and Baldwin counties could see their rank change when the Alabama High School Athletic Association releases its reclassification for the next two academic years. The group reclassifies schools every 2 years based on enrollment figures. Sources say Theodore and McGill Tulin could drop from Class 7A to 6A. Daphne, UMS Wright, and Vigor could also see their rank change. The new groups are expected to be released later this morning. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Merry Christmas from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Stone Arms. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Stone Arms are teaming up to bring you a great deal during the Christmas season. Lock up your firearms in a safe from Mike Ward's and receive a 10% gift card off your next purchase at Stone Arms. Come to Mike Ward's today for the style of safe that fits your needs. Get superior service after the sale. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at Moffitt and I-65.
Deadly weather overnight, three killed in the southern U.S.
Dozens of twisters tear through the deep south, causing severe damage in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. Scott Norwood, the coroner in Lawrence County, Alabama, says although at least two deaths are already confirmed in his state, things could have been much worse.
You know, when disaster strikes, no matter what the differences are, we all come together and we work together as one.
I'm John Lawrence.
Former Trump campaign official Rick Gates will be sentenced today in federal court. Gates is one of a half dozen associates of President Trump charged in the Robert Mueller investigation.
Gates has pleaded guilty to crimes relating to lucrative political consulting work he performed in Ukraine. Two others are yet to be sentenced. Former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, set to be sentenced January 28th, and Trump confidant Roger Stone.
There's Scott Carr. The House Rules Committee meets today to outline parameters for the debate over articles of impeachment for President Trump. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Boeing will suspend production of its troubled 737 MAX jetliner in January, but does not plan to lay off or furlough the workers who build the plane. The move likely will have significant ripple effects, not only for the airline industry, but also for the U.S. economy overall. The Boeing 737 MAX jetliners have been grounded worldwide since March in the aftermath of two fatal crashes. Since then, the company has continued to build about 400 new 737 MAX airplanes that currently are in storage. Netflix has revealed metrics about its subscribers overseas for the first time as it tries to convince investors of its growth potential outside the increasingly competitive U.S. market. In an SEC filing, the streaming giant released detailed subscriber figures for specific regions. They reveal Netflix has more than 90 million overseas customers in addition to its 60 million subscribers in the U.S. and Canada. Asia Pacific is growing fastest. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Where
can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Man, it was heavy duty yesterday with those thunderstorms back to our north and west and possible tornadoes associated with that.
Yeah, we're looking pretty good right now. We've got some showers around. This whole weather system has weakened considerably after yesterday when it was so strong over Louisiana. The cold front has moved through. At 4 o'clock this morning, it was 72 degrees. Now it's 49.
Wow.
And so a considerable drop here over the last few hours. And we might rebound a little bit into the 50s for today, perhaps as high as maybe upper 50s. But the wind will be out of the northwest, and it's going to be gusty, and it's going to feel a lot cooler than that. But we will get back down into the 40s and then into the 30s tonight. It looks like we could see a light breeze, so 32 degrees here in the city. Some areas getting into the upper 20s. And the wind will remain gusty tonight, so it's going to feel colder. Even when it's down to 32, it'll feel more like it's in the 20s. As for tonight, as I mentioned, we'll get down to a light freeze, and the skies will clear off tonight. And then tomorrow we can look for a sunny day, but cool, only about 52 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, again, down into the low 30s, 31 in the city, upper 20s in outlying areas. So for two nights, tonight and tomorrow night, we'll see a light freeze here in the city. Looking ahead now to Friday, well, Thursday, sunny, mid-50s. Friday, clouds come back in. And the high on Friday in the upper 50s. On Saturday, a weak cold front will move through, kind of reinforcing the cool air already in place. But also, a low-pressure system will form out over the Gulf and head toward the Florida Peninsula. And it's going to help do some shower activity for our area on Saturday, high in the upper 50s. And still a few showers around on Sunday with a high temperature in the lower 60s.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's talk about tomorrow, too. A lot of people are looking at Washington and the vote on the articles of impeachment. But here at home, we're looking at something pretty positive here. That is, stores are getting the brand new Mobile Weather Marine Almanac.
It will be available tomorrow. We'll have a number of stores, and such as West Marine here in Mobile. Also, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Old Time Garden Supply over on the Eastern Shore. And there's several others that will give you all those details tomorrow, and they'll be available. And as usual, the almanacs are free. And this, of course, is the 2020 edition. This is the 30th time we've produced a weather almanac, and we hope that we'll continue to do it. Again, it's about 36 pages with all kinds of information, tide tables for the year, and hurricane info, particularly showing the map for last year, or this current season, rather, and what happened. And information on the solar and lunar conditions, when the moonrise, moonset occurs, and all that's packed into those 36 pages.
Good stuff, and we'll have copies here at FM Talk 106.5. Well, let me
that's
check.
Right.
Dr. Bill, will we have copies here at FM Talk 106.5?
Yeah, not okay. Only at 106.5, but also TV10 will have copies, and they're our TV sponsor also for this this edition.
There we go. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Bill's talked about those temperatures dropping. Yeah, it was 70 when we got started with the show, 70, 71 today, 53 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Quite the drop going on out there. So by tonight, it is time to cover up some of those plants or bring them in, or just say, hey, best of luck, plants.
Good luck.
Let's see how you do. 7:38, we'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we use the holiday season to discuss the transformative power of gratitude. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
After hearing him speak in Boston many years ago, I bought Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar's book called Happier, and it stayed on my bedside table ever since then. We talked to the author and learned the power and practice of gratitude. We'll then meet two Mobilians who have gone through post-traumatic growth. They suffered horrific injuries or illnesses that have changed their attitude towards, well, everything. It's inspiration to the core and lessons we all need to hear. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department had accidents westbound I-10 Broad in Michigan Street with injuries. St. Louis Street in North Dearborn, another one with injuries in North University at Ziegler. Multiple vehicles there with injuries. Clearing up Moffitt and Wester Drive and State Troopers at Old Pass Cougula Road in March Road. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident. Remember, Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road, or call us at 479-6676, or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
All right, 741 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, and Kane. Of course, you on the text line right now at 343-0106. Plus a reminder, voting day two in our Alabamian of the Year is online, fmtalk1065.com. On the front page, we appreciate your vote. We'll total those up and give you the results coming up tomorrow morning. And it is like the minimum for the Boeing MAX jet. Aviation analyst Scott Hamilton said this yesterday.
Continuing production is not a good choice. Reducing production is not a good choice, and suspending production is not a good choice. It's the least bad choice that they have to make.
Wow. So Boeing to suspend production of its 737 MAX jets. Boeing will suspend the production starting in January, according to an announcement yesterday from Boeing. Company said no layoffs or furloughs are expected at this time as a result of this decision. Yes, we'll sit and wait on that one. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. If that is their leading production and they're shutting down production, maybe they got a way to do this. A decision comes after Boeing board members met yesterday to consider suspending or shutting down production of its 737 MAX jets, which have been grounded for almost 9 months. Governments and airlines around the world have grounded 737 MAX aircraft since March after two crashes occurred within 6 months of each other in October of 2018 and March of 2019. They killed a total of 346 people.
Yeah, some brutal stats there from those deaths. And
what about the FAA involved in this, too, that the FAA green-lighted even after knowing that there was they were expecting a certain amount of crashes out of these planes?
Yeah, within a certain number of years, there were a certain number of crashes expected from the 737 MAX. And, from Wall Street Journal, they said that this is huge news because Boeing is the largest exporter of U.S. manufacturers and also one of the nation's top private employers. And you take into account that the MAX is its best-selling plane. So you take the U.S.'s largest manufacturing exporter and their best product and completely shut down that production what does that mean for not only Boeing, but for the economy?
Yeah, what does it also mean if you look for their competitor? Well, how about Airbus, based right here? How much of a opening is this for Airbus to move in? Talk more about that coming up. And good news here, if you like hot food.
I do too.
I mean, like spicy, not, you know, just chili has been hailed for its therapeutic properties over the years, and now researchers have looked into whether eating chili peppers can cut the risk of heart disease and stroke. I'll tell you what they found coming up in just a couple minutes, plus sports. We're talking Drew Brees.
Yeah, Drew Brees breaking records on Monday Night Football.
It's all next.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Layaway and gift certificates are available for Christmas. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over $14,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $67,650. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $6,373 plus $7,157 purchase allowance and $500 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See participating dealer for details.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students will be back in class this morning after a Mobile school was vandalized. Administrators at St. John's School for Tomorrow sent students home yesterday when they found shattered windows, busted doors, and messy classrooms. School officials cleaned up and changed the locks, but say it was still a shocking discovery on Monday. Friends and family came together Monday to say goodbye to one of the sailors gunned down at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Cameron Walters' friends said he was a bright light to everyone who knew him. Walters was posthumously promoted for his bravery. A military newspaper reports President Trump will attend the service for his second sailor killed in the NAS Pensacola shooting. A service for Joshua Watson will be held at the Enterprise High School Performing Arts Center Saturday at 11 a.m. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured as powerful storms ripped through the South. Two people died in Lawrence County, Alabama overnight. One person was killed in Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints routed the Indianapolis Colts 34-7. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes, breaking Peyton Manning's NFL record for most career touchdown passes. Here's Brees' third of the night, the record breaker to tight end Josh Hill. This was Brees' 540th touchdown pass of his career.
Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 540 in the 504.
Brees would tack on another to the record later in the third quarter with a 28-yard touchdown pass to Taysom Hill. And after the game, Brees took a moment to reflect on his career.
Just looking at the entire journey, 19 years from 5 years in San Diego to 14 years here, and incredible teammates and coaches that I've had the chance to play with and for. This team right here, who's very special.
The touchdown record wasn't the only record that Breeze broke last night. He only threw one incompletion and finished the night 29 of 30 passing. Wow. That's a 96.7 completion percentage, which marks the best ever in the NFL. And in that incredible run last night, Breeze also set a personal record with 22 consecutive completions. He could break the record of 25 consecutive completions next week. 12 of those went to wide receiver Michael Thomas, who finished the night with 128 yards and a touchdown. And with 11 more receptions in the final two games, Thomas would set the record for most receptions in a regular season with 144. Saints head to Nashville to face the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Prior to last night's game, the Saints announced a new face is coming to town. Former Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins was claimed on waivers Monday by New Orleans. The Kansas City Chiefs claimed 7-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Terrell Suggs off of waivers on Monday, 3 days after the Arizona Cardinals decided to part ways with him. The Seattle Seahawks announced Monday that wide receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely without pay for violating the NFL's policies on performance-enhancing drugs and substances of abuse. This marks Gordon's sixth suspension since the 2013 season. In college football news, Matt Zenitz from AL.com reports that the Alabama Crimson Tide will likely be without 3 defensive starters when they play Michigan in the Citrus Bowl. Outside linebacker Terrell Lewis and cornerback Trevon Diggs have reportedly decided to sit out the game as they prepare to enter the NFL draft. And the Tide will also be without freshman defensive tackle DJ Dale, who's listed as doubtful due to a knee injury. In college basketball, the Kansas Jayhawks took over the top spot in this week's AP Top 25 poll. Auburn remains ranked 12th for the second week in a row. Tigers are the only remaining undefeated team in the Power 5 conferences. Kentucky comes in at number 6 this week. Tennessee fell 2 spots to number 21. And the North Carolina Tar Heels out of the top 25 for the first time in nearly 6 years. 750 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then breezy and cool this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, clearing and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, with the wet conditions, we've had several accidents, including westbound I-10 between Broad and Michigan Street, St. Louis at North Dearborn, and North University and Ziegler, and state troopers still there at Old Pass Cagoula at March Road. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash back or up to $4,800 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Of course, we turn up your voice on our social media platforms as well, over at Facebook, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Also, a page for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors there, too. We have a separate page. Check that out. Of course, Twitter, at FM Talk 106.5. Also, if you want to interact with Dalton.
Yeah, at Dalton Orwig, DalTonOrwig.
And we do have an Instagram page, but I don't. Maybe we'll take some pictures at the Christmas party tomorrow night and put them on the IG.
What a great idea. Christmas party Insta's coming your way.
All right, because we have to have something to put on there.
Also, you know, we might have missed it last night, but next time it starts to rain, why don't we do Instagram Live?
Do not start.
From the van.
Do not start. Okay, so y'all have heard me say in the past, with all due respect, and actually I'm not saying that as a cop-out. I've got a lot of friends that work in television, a lot of friends. But I tell them this in our personal lives. I say, y'all got it so easy. Okay, there's like 22 of y'all working on a broadcast. You know, you have multiple broadcasts today. But last night at one point, I won't even name the news source, but they were riding around in the station vehicle. Now, it hadn't even really gotten to be raining very bad at that point. They had a camera out the front, and then had a camera on the reporter, and then this person driving, and they're going around saying, hey, look, well, there's some rain there, and look, there's wet street. They did this for like 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes, and I said, you know, we have to create from whole cloth, you know, entire broadcast, 5 hours a day of local that we're doing, and they've got a huge staff. And everybody's like either posted up somewhere it's raining or riding around the van showing you it's raining. And I am beyond jealous. I'm beyond jealous of them. So maybe that's where it comes from.
Yeah, so next time we'll Instagram Live driving around in the rain.
Look, it's raining. All right, so here's a story I mentioned a second ago. For many years, chili has been hailed for its therapeutic properties. And now researchers have found that eating chili peppers can cut the risk of death from heart disease and stroke. How about this? Study carried out in Italy, where chili is a common ingredient. Researchers compared the risk of death among, listen to the sample, 23,000 people. Some who ate chili and some who didn't. Participants' health status and eating habits were monitored over 8 years, and researchers found that the risk of dying from a heart attack was 40% lower among those eating chili peppers at least four times per week. According to the results published yesterday in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, death from stroke was cut by more than half by those participants that ate chili peppers four times a week.
That is amazing.
It is amazing. Is it a spurious correlation? I don't know. We'll have to go back and look at the stats, but it's 23,000 people in the sample, and they did the study for 8 years.
That's a huge poll. Also, though, we're talking about Italy here. This wasn't, I don't think they polled this in the United States, so maybe the habits they have in Italy could have a...
Yeah, but you have a compare and contrast, right? You have those that did not eat the chili peppers, and then you have those that... Did I don't I, if you could change your outcome for heart attack and stroke by eating chili peppers, habaneros, here I come. All right, hour number three is coming your way right here on FM Talk 106.5.